Welcome to The Critique.
Hey there.
Today, we're looking at material that really breaks down Capato's Salesforce DevOps platform, specifically how it fits with the big modernization and cybersecurity needs in U.S. federal agencies.
Yeah, it's a solid piece. Definitely makes a good case.
It does. But, you know, we think there are ways to make it even stronger, more impactful for that federal audience.
Agreed.
Okay, let's jump right in. First, big area. The opening.
Mm-hmm.
To really hit home, you know, given the high stakes in federal IT, the intro could kick off by painting a much clearer picture of this obsolescence crisis and that huge push for speed to mission, really setting Capato up as the answer to a critical, like, real-world problem right from the start.
I completely agree. I mean, the intro we have now, it's clear, right? It lists the federal pressures, the modernization mandates. It tells you what the situation is.
Yeah, lays it out factually.
But the weakness, I think, is that it doesn't quite capture that deep sense of urgency. You know, the almost existential pressure agency leaders are feeling. It's presented more like a directive, less like a looming challenge that frankly impacts national security or how citizens get services.
Right. It lacks that punch.
Exactly. It needs to evoke that crisis of obsolescence, that speed to mission imperative in the very first lines. Make it feel urgent. And then, bam, position Capato as the immediate, obvious solution.
Okay, I get that. Moving from just stating facts to conveying, like, a real sense of urgency. But how do you do that? How do you make it urgent without it sounding, I don't know, overly dramatic? Especially for a federal audience, they tend to value precision.
That's a fair question. It's a balance. So, my suggestion isn't about doom and gloom. It's about starting with something concrete. Maybe a stark illustrative example or a really powerful, concise statement that frames the IT challenges, you know, a genuine crisis for security or citizen services. Then you bring in Capato as the fix.
So anchor it in reality first.
Exactly. The goal isn't just to list problems, but to make the reader feel the weight of them. For instance, instead of just saying federal agencies are under pressure, maybe open with a specific recent example, you know, a major IT failure or a big delay in services people noticed.
Like something tangible.
Right. The material even mentions things like the IRS still using that ancient 1960s system, the individual master file. I mean, that's incredibly old. You could lead with that.
Yeah, that paints a picture. A system older than the public internet.
Or think about COVID, the huge pressure for rapid app deployment then. The material says Capato helped agencies build critical apps in days, not months. You could use that start with the crisis, then show how Capato delivered the needed agility.
Okay. Pivoting from the problem to the solution quickly.
Or even just grab a powerful quote from the material itself, like the one about the staggering amount of the IT budget over $100 billion a year, going just to maintain old systems, not innovate.
Using their own data point up front.
Yes. Hit them with that number right away to show the scale of the waste, the inefficiency. Then introduce Capato. It's about creating that immediate understanding of the high stakes before you even mention the product name. It frames why Capato matters so much in this context.
That makes a lot of sense. Create the vacuum, then show how Capato fills it perfectly. Okay, good. Let's move to the second point.
All right.
This one's about personas. So the document identifies the key federal roles and their pain points really well, but it could be stronger by weaving those specific challenges and Capato solutions throughout the text, like right in the feature descriptions and mandate sections, making the value instantly clear to whoever's reading whatever their role is.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on this. The deep dive on personas is there. It's solid. You see sections like high-value personas or key personas and pain points, and that's great stuff.
But it's kind of siloed off, right?
That's the weakness, yeah. It's often concentrated in those specific sections. So if you're reading earlier about, say, Capato CI/CD automation, you might not immediately connect that feature to a specific CIO's concern about ROI or a CISO's worry about supply chain security. Those connections are made later, but the impact is delayed. The reader has to kind of hold that feature in their head and wait to see how it applies to them. It dilutes the immediate relevance.
Right. It's like you're saying, here are the tools, and then much later, oh, and here's who might use them and why. They should be linked right away. So the suggestion is to embed those benefits more directly. How do we do that effectively without making every paragraph feel repetitive or overloaded with persona callouts?
Good question.
It needs finesse. The suggestion is to proactively embed concise, targeted, persona-specific benefits right into the descriptions of the features or the mandate alignments. Think of it as showing the solution through the eyes of the person who needs it most.
Okay, give me an example.
Sure. So when you introduce the Capato Compliance Hub, don't just list what it does. Explicitly link it to, say, a CISO's anxiety. You could say something like, it directly addresses a CISO's concern about having zero visibility into or control over what developers are deploying by providing automated policy checks and that immutable audit trail.
Ah, so you name the persona and their specific worry, then show the feature solving that worry. Instantly relevant.
Exactly. You're translating the feature into a direct solution for their problem, right then and there. Or another one, when you talk about Capato's CI/CD automation, connect it immediately to a program manager's core mission. You know, their need to deliver mission capabilities on schedule within budget.
Right, their main metrics.
Precisely. And you can use the VA example from the material, 50% faster deployments, zero deployment failures. That's not just the feature, it's a result that speaks directly to that program manager's goals. You're showing how Capato helps them succeed in their job. It makes the value proposition personal and immediate, way before they hit a dedicated persona section.
Yeah, that's much more powerful. It answers the so what for each reader as they go. Excellent. Okay, critique number three.
Lay it on me.
This focuses on what seems like a really key differentiator. The document rightly points out Capato is the only FedRAMP authorized Salesforce DevOps platform. But this huge advantage could be used way more powerfully, like making it a constant, reinforcing theme that's explicitly tied to federal needs, things like compliance, fitting into government clouds, integrating easily.
Oh, absolutely. This is, I think, a major opportunity. The fact is mentioned, yes. You see it pop up.
Yeah, it's in there.
But the weakness is that it often feels like just another bullet point, albeit an important one. It's not really woven through as the foundational argument for why federal agencies should choose Capato above all else. The competitive landscape gets discussed separately, which kind of lessens the impact of this unique selling point. It needs to be front and center, continuously.
So it's not just stating the fact, we're the only ones. It's about constantly explaining why that matters specifically to a federal agency in different contexts.
Exactly that. It's about making it resonate. So the suggestion is elevate this unique status, Salesforce native and FedRAMP authorized. Make it the central pillar and keep linking it back to those specific federal headaches. The specialized government clouds, the compliance burden, the existing Salesforce workforce skills. It should be like a golden thread running through the whole thing.
Okay, how would that look in practice?
Well, for starters, in the introduction, don't bury it. State that only status right away as like the fundamental reason Capato exists in the federal space. It immediately answers the why you question for a federal reader.
Sets the stage immediately. Got it.
Right. Then, later, when you talk about something like Capato Government Cloud, you don't just describe it. You emphasize how its unique FedRAMP status directly tackles shadow DevOps risks, which are a huge federal concern. And you highlight how it speeds up ATOs for other agencies because they can leverage the VA's sponsorship, that reusable security package. See? It's not just a feature. It's a strategic accelerator reducing their compliance work.
Okay, so the FedRAMP part isn't just a seal of approval. It's a practical benefit that saves time and reduces risk across the board, potentially leveraging work others have done.
Precisely. It becomes a community benefit, almost. And another angle, when discussing low-code features or workforce readiness, explicitly tie that back to being Salesforce native because of the FedRAMP status in that environment. Frame it as empowering the existing federal Salesforce teams. The admins, the project managers they already have.
Ah, so they don't need a whole new skill set for a separate DevOps tool.
Exactly. You're saying, use the people you have. Capato works the way Salesforce works, and it's authorized for your environment. It addresses skills gaps and training worries. Weaving it in like this constantly makes it a much more compelling, undeniable argument tailored specifically for federal needs. It's not just a feature. It's the reason.
That really elevates it from a fact to a core strategic message. Very strong. Okay, let's hit our final critique for today.
Ready?
This one is about the how to really build confidence, especially for agencies with complex setups. The document could offer a clearer, more practical narrative on how to actually start using and scaling Copado, particularly addressing those integration concerns with existing non-Salesforce tools.
Yeah, this is important. Look, the material does a great job on the why agencies need Copado, and the what it offers. That's clear.
Mm-hmm.
But the weakness is that the how. How does an agency actually transition? How do they manage integrating this into their often messy mix of existing tools, some legacy, some not Salesforce? That part's a bit less pronounced. The target agency section is good, but a really clear adoption pathway, or on-ramp, could be spelled out more explicitly. Federal IT is complex. They need to see the practical steps.
Right, because the why can be super compelling. But if the how seems daunting or unclear, agencies might hesitate. They're dealing with decades of layered technology sometimes.
Exactly. They worry about disruption, about breaking things, about whether it will really work with their specific, maybe quirky, existing setups.
So what's the fix? How do we give them that confidence in the how?
My suggestion is to be more explicit. Detail the pathways for adoption, especially focusing on those hybrid environments. Offer a clearer on-ramp narrative. Maybe outline a phased approach. Or share some best practices for getting started. And definitely lean into the integration capabilities.
Okay, so more than just listing integrations, like Git, Jira, ServiceNow.
Yes, go beyond listing. Provide a concrete example of how Copado acts as that orchestration layer. Show how it seamlessly bridges Salesforce development with their existing, maybe enterprise-wide CI/CD pipelines that handle non-Salesforce stuff too.
So it's not just connecting to things, it's helping manage the flow between them.
Precisely. Describe how it plugs into Salesforce Government Cloud as an AppExchange app, making the technical integration sound straightforward for their specific environment. And on procurement, don't just list the contract vehicles, suggest a practical starting point. Here's how agencies typically begin. Maybe a pilot project. Start with one team, prove the value, then scale.
Using the VA's experience as a blueprint, perhaps?
Exactly. Leverage that VA story not just for results, but as a potential adoption model. Here's a path that worked. This gives them a much clearer roadmap. It demystifies the process and tackles those practical how do we actually do this questions head on. Builds that crucial confidence.
Fantastic. That practicality is key for this audience. Moving from this is great to, okay, I see how we could actually make this happen here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so wrapping up today's critique, we've looked at how this material powerfully positions Copado for federal agencies, but we found some key ways to sharpen its edge.
Yeah, first, really cranking up the urgency in the opening by framing it around a core crisis or a stark reality.
Then, weaving those persona-specific pain points and solutions throughout the entire narrative, not just in dedicated sections, making the value immediate.
Absolutely. And third, making that only FedRAMP authorized Salesforce DevOps platform differentiator less of a bullet point and more of a constant reinforcing theme tied directly to federal needs.
And finally, providing a much clearer, more practical how to start guide, especially addressing integration in complex environments and offering a potential adoption pathway.
Right, showing them the on-ramp.
Exactly. We think incorporating these suggestions could really elevate the material, making it an even more compelling and actionable resource for federal decision makers.
Definitely.
So we encourage you to take these insights, refine the work, and please feel free to submit it back to us for another look.
We'd be happy to see it again.